How are you thinking about, or what do you think you'd be thinking about in terms of her next therapy? Hopefully she'll be on this maintenance for a long time. But in general, how would you approach somebody like this in the future, Ray?
Well, one of the things that I would do is, first thing we talked about is how long to keep her on pemetrexed and the bevacizumab and when to stop the pemetrexed, because her really only complaint is a little bit of fatigue, and prolonged pemetrexed can aggravate the fatigue. When she does recur, the question that I've been thinking in my head is actually who to send her to. Do I send her to ophthalmology to assess the uvula? Do I send her to rheumatology to see if it's autoimmune in nature? I'm not 100% sure. If I don't know, I would probably err on the side of chemotherapy, docetaxel, until I had to actually use immune therapy, saying, hey, this is an option for you, but it does have this possible toxicity. That's how I would likely use her. I'd go from the Patel regimen to docetaxel to immune therapy as a third line.
So docetaxel alone, Ray, or with ramucirumab?
Good question. And we talked about this as well, as we'll talk about in our cases. About half the time I use ramucirumab, and about half the time I don't use ramucirumab. If there's a reason I'm worried about clotting, if there's a reason that I might be worried about some kind of bleeding or some kind of toxicities, sometimes I don't use the ramucirumab. Other times I add it in. And so in her case, I would probably do it, but I would bridge that question when it came. I think that 6 weeks in progression-free survival that it provides, it's not an automatic that you have to use ramucirumab. It's more of weighing the toxicities and benefits.